I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Sergeant Jake Angle with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we are talking about boating safety. Fishing season has already begun. That means people will be out on Missouri's waters. That includes rivers and lakes. When we talk about boats, what does that include?
Yeah, you know, when you're talking the weather warming up and everything, a popular activity is people take to the water. And, you know, there's just so much, you know, Missouri has so much to offer when we talk about our different waterways and things like that. And then when you start talking about the different vessels or types of vessels that we put on the water, everything from kayaks, canoes, fishing boats, pleasure boats, you know, skiing. I mean, the list goes on and on, and it's very popular in our state. And when we boil it down, what we want is we want everybody to be safe. You know, we want everybody to take to the water, have an enjoyable experience, and you know, not have, you know, something tragic happen out there on the water. So, you know, it's just that time of year. It's a good time to talk about this and get everybody back in the groove and thinking about boating safety.
Personal watercraft are also included?
Yeah, jet skis, like I said, the list goes on and on. And it's a great activity. It's a great way for people to get outside and enjoy the outdoors. But once again, what we want to focus in on is we want them doing that. We want them to have a good time, and everybody, we want them to be safe.
To operate a boat on Missouri waters, do you have to have any type of special permit or license?
Right, yeah, boater identification card is what you have to have, boater operator safety card, and that's for anyone 14 years of age and older. And that includes, a lot of people don't think that includes, but that includes operating jet skis and things like that on the water. Any motorized type vessel on the water, you have to have that boater certification card. And that can be done online. That course can be completed online. You can go onto our website, you know, at Missouri State Highway Patrol, it'll walk you right through that process.
What is needed in the boat?
You know, when we talk about what's needed in the boat, obviously there's some key safety features, you know, key safety items we want people obviously to be have in that vessel that are required every time they take to the water. And of course, top of that list is life jackets. You know, everyone in that vessel has to have a life jacket, has to be ready and available. And that's, you know, when we talk about life jackets, we're talking about the equivalent to a seatbelt when we're talking about in a car. So critically important for safety for people to have those life jackets. Obviously, if we're going to be operating that boat early morning, late of an evening, or even in darkness, you know, proper lighting on the boat is essential. Fire extinguisher on the boat. You know, and one of the key things we really want people to focus in on, and we see problems with every year, we want them to check that boat for leaks, check their fuel system for leaks as well. You know, we see a lot of, sometimes, I don't want to say a lot, but we see more than our share of fires on vessels, and a lot of times that's due to a fuel leak. So, you know, just check those things out. If you're not familiar, not comfortable, there's plenty of people that, you know, have boat shops and stuff like that, mechanics that can check those things for you and make sure everything's in order before you take to the water. But key features, life jackets, I can't say it enough, are key to have in that vessel.
And a life jacket that is appropriate for the person who will be using it.
Yeah, correct. You don't want, you know, we don't want a life jacket for, an adult life jacket, and try to put that on a child or something like that. It's not, we need that jacket to fit properly. So if when they have it on and they have to go into the water, it won't slip off. It fits properly and it'll perform the way it was designed to perform. So yeah, proper fit's key. And having one for everyone in the vessel, that's key too.
Summertime is nice and warm. The sun has been out all day. A nice, refreshing drink would be good. We know you should not drink and drive. Does that apply to operating a boat?
Yeah, no different. You know, operating a vessel while intoxicated, critically important. We want people to go out there and enjoy the waterways and stuff, but, you know, alcohol has the same effect on people on the water as it does on the road. So, you know, it slows reflexes and reaction times and things like that. And those are key things we need when people are out there operating a vessel. So, you know, we discourage people. It's illegal to operate a boat, a vessel while intoxicated. So we encourage people to be responsible. Once again, it's just like when you take to the road, driving, have a plan in place. If your plans include going out on the water, if your plans include alcohol, have that designated person operate that vessel, also, you know, or make those plans to where you know, you have somebody to operate the vessel while if somebody else is chose to, you know, partake in an intoxicating beverage. It's just about being responsible, having a plan in place. And really, it's about safety. We don't want anybody to go out there on the water, get involved in a boating crash, harm themselves, someone on their vessel, or someone in another vessel. And it's really, you know, it can happen so quickly, just like on the road. So we just want people to be responsible and think safety.
That is Sergeant Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.